L-E-T-E-N-P-C.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
This is Sports Rage. I am Morancy. Listen, it's the calm before the storm. We're all in football mode right now, but there's games going on. And our boy Tommy is a Sacramento King fan, and he knows this. I know this. The Kings are the most erratic, effing crazy team in the NBA, man. Like, this team, like, they could be up. Like, they could be up by 34 points and blow a lead. Like, you cannot. Like, you can't. Phoenix went on a 30-8 run to end the basketball game. Like, you can't. Like, I had Phoenix tonight. I never really gave up on it because I'm like, wow, why do I give up on this? Sacramento blow leads, like, all the time. And that's what happened here this evening. 119-117, final score. Phoenix beats the Sacramento Kings. So, yeah, there's a lot of stuff to break down here this evening. Rick Saratella is going to hop up and in. There were a couple of things I wanted to rage about, actually. One of them was, and I did this on Twitter yesterday, but I saw, and I got a lot of tweets about this. I don't know what's going on here, if, like, Kurtz is still on in our background shuffling or stuff. Can you kill this, Tommy? I've got some sort of sound here going on. Thank you. Yeah, it was Kurtz. What was he doing? He's a menace to society, this guy. Like, what his sounds, bro. Like, his clicks, he's the only one on the network with a mouse. Do you use a mouse, Tommy? Like, you use a mouse, like, click, click. You hear him clicking away, click, 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 click. It drives me crazy. But I don't know if people can hear it, but in my headset, like, I can hear Kurtz clicking away, shuffling around, moving around. I'm like, what the hell is that sound? And I just knew. I'm like, I know this is Kurtz. So, all right, we're going to welcome the serious crowd here. Hey, everybody. This is Sports Rage. I am Morancy. Let's do this thing. We're going into level 3. Rick Saratella is going to hop up and in. We got a lot of football to get to. But speaking of football, actually, and speaking of serious, we're playing clips from the shows that go on during the day, sort of a carryover and stuff, and a lot of talk about Kalen DeBoer, and all this college football stuff is crazy, man. Jed Fish, we'll get into Jed Fish, the new head coach at Washington, with our boy Rick Saratella. But here's Mike DeCourcy and Carver on Coast to Coast today on Kalen DeBoer.
I think he's a terrific football coach, but I don't think he's ever lived an experience quite like this. And it'll be very interesting to see how he enjoys coaching at Alabama, where everything is dissected. Every last move you make, who you bring in, who you don't recruit, who you do recruit, how you play them. That it's a different level in terms, not in terms of the competition, but in terms of the expectation and the attention. And he started out, he was a small college guy, NAIA, University of Sioux Falls, and he was phenomenal there. And then he went into relatively low profile FBS circumstances, where he was an offensive coordinator and that sort of thing, an offensive coach or coordinator for a series of programs. I mean, his move to the big time was at Indiana, which, if he were the IU basketball coach, boy, the spotlight's on. But as a football coach, They're just hoping you win more games than you lose. So he's never really had this level of scrutiny. And the reality is that between Bear Bryant and Nick Saban, and with the very short rise to success of Gene Stallings, there was a lot of disaster in Alabama. I mean, this is not a no-brainer job. It is very easy to mess it up. They had, I believe, five coaches in between the Bear and Nick.
Yep.
And all of them either struggled or failed, with the exception of Stallings, who won the 1992 national championship, but wasn't really desiring to stay there long because, again, that spotlight is really hot.
Interesting conversation and a lot of valid points, but I'll tell you what, I think they got it right with Kalen DeBoer. Number one, who are you going to hire? Like, you could have gone for a bigger name, old Lane Kiffin, this, Dabo Sweeney, that. How many championship games has Lane Kiffin been in, right? Yeah, Dabo Sweeney does a great job. It used to feel like it was going to be a good fit at Bama, but I'm going to give Alabama the benefit of the doubt. As far as if you look at the track record of their hires, look at the basketball hire. We talked about this with Brent Beard last week. Look at the basketball hire in Nate Oates, right? Nate Oates kind of is a jerk, let's be real, right? He says a lot of stupid things and stuff, but he's a great coach, and you can't argue with the success that he has. And he came from the Buffalo Bulls, right? So like going from the Buffalo Bulls to the SEC in basketball is a big-time jump. And look how successful that he's been. I think DeBoer is a good fit. I think that he'll do well with Alabama. But I don't think it's so much the coaching, and I think this is something Nick Saban, too, is tired of. It's sort of like the old guys that have been around, they don't like this new modern era. And I'm not saying that Nick Saban, you know, he doesn't like the kids getting paid, but it's a pain. It's a pain to deal with, right? Like all this NIL stuff. And quite frankly, we've talked about it. Alabama aren't as rich as other schools are. So they're going to fall behind a bit. Let's roll. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenci, the pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between. Shout out to everyone joining us for level 3 right now, including the 50,000-watt juggernaut, the Mighty Earth 1090 ESPN Radio in the house. Let's do this thing. There's a lot of stuff going on. The Clippers looking for another win right now. They're up on Oklahoma City Thunder. The Sacramento Kings had a massive lead tonight. They got outscored 30-8 to end a basketball game. The Phoenix Suns won. But, of course, it's countdown to kickoff the National Football League playoffs. This stuff has been lit. The television numbers are, like, just absolutely crazy. That Rams-Lions game, man, was viewed by about 40 million people at one point in time. It was, like, the most viewed game ever besides, like, a Super Bowl. Like, they broke records the other night, and we're just getting started right now. But let's start off with the big news of the day. Let's start off with the coaching carousel stuff. There was a lot of talk about Coach Harbaugh meeting with the Los Angeles Chargers. Reports were that the meeting went well. Harbaugh liked what he heard, and I think it is true, as Mike Lombardi stated, that Harbaugh is interviewing teams. Teams aren't interviewing him, right? Harbaugh's the one calling the shots. There are multiple teams looking for coaches. He's got Michigan in his back pocket, so it's not like he's, you know, looking for a job per se and will accept any NFL coaching position just because it's there. He's in a position of power. So the Chargers situation seems like a good one. The Atlanta Falcons, the latest interview, Harbaugh. All these interviews, this stuff happens. It's happened in the past. But you got to believe that it's about to come to fruition. I've noticed, like, all the Michigan Wolverine players, most of them, like, a lot of them have obviously declared their eligibility for the National Football League draft. But the players that are coming back, and there's been a few of them that have announced, like Donovan Edwards, a big-time player, he's coming back. It's not Harbaugh that's retweeting it. It's Sharon Moore. Sharon Moore is the one saying, let's get after it next year. Yeah, let's run it back. I think it's pretty clear Sharon Moore is going to be the coach, and Harbaugh is going to the NFL.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
This is Sports Rage. I am Renzi. The Pips, the Players, the Hustlers, the people, the Busters, and everybody else in between. Rick Saratella is going to step up in a couple of minutes. I was just talking about the Jim Harbaugh situation. And listen, I'm not going to pretend to know. Nobody really knows anything about Harbaugh. And every time you think you know what Harbaugh is going to do, the guy's like a Rubik's Cube, right? Like, it's always changing and it's evolving. Because while he's meeting with NFL teams, he's also negotiating a contract with Michigan. That's been taken forever, but there's been a lot of reports today specifically, last night, today, the last 24 hours, but about Harbaugh wants to put in the contract with Michigan that no matter what happens with the NCAA next year, that he gets paid, he doesn't get punished, you know, financially, and that they cover everything financially. Like, you know what I'm saying? He wants full protection, insurance, and liability about this, which I understand, which I don't think it's unreasonable. But at the same point in time, we all know he wants to go to the NFL, right? So, you know, I see some Michigan fans are turning on the athletic director and the president. What the hell do you want them to do? They're offering them, like, you know what I mean? I don't know. The last we heard was $15 million plus incentives. It's probably going to end up offering him $20 million a year to stay at Michigan. If he wants to go to the NFL, I don't think any clause in a contract is going to be why. But as I stated earlier, and Mike Lombardi was on with Pat McAfee, and he said Harbaugh is the one basically interviewing, right? He doesn't need you. You need him. So he's just, you know, he's listening to these teams and hearing what their plan is. What do they think? Or am I on the same page with this owner? Do I like them? Do I like the quarterback? Do I like this and that? And I know everybody thinks the Chargers are some dream job, but is it? Like, really? If you look at the Chargers roster, it's extremely flawed. It's not very young, right? The Chargers have a lot of veterans. They've got guys that are sort of past their prime. They're good players, right? Mike Williams is good. He's always hurt. Keenan Allen's good. He's always hurt. Justin Herbert's good, you know, he's never really proven anything. He doesn't really win games, not his fault, but at the same point in time, you know, some of it is. Austin Eckler's really good, but he's, you know, he's not young and up and coming, right? Like, look at the Green Bay Packers. Green Bay Packers, youngest team in the NFL. And, you know, they're growing, right? They're building something. So, you know, the Spanos family aren't exactly the best owners. Even if they, let's say they came up with the money with Harbaugh, for Harbaugh, which would surprise me, but if they did say, all right, we're going to pay him $20 million a year, whatnot, whatever, you know, they want to spend money on players. But what I'm saying is, too, like, just from a flexibility standpoint, from a football standpoint, it's hard to mold the Chargers. They kind of are what they are. And they're not as good as people think they are. You can blame Brandon Staley. You can blame McCoy. You can blame Marty Schottenheim. You can blame all the coaches like everybody has in their history. They're a flawed roster, all right? They're not a Super Bowl. Like, it's not a Super Bowl. It's not a team that's knocking on the door of the Super Bowl, the Chargers. They need a lot of things, this team, right? So, and the Rams are your second. You're not anybody that knows the L.A. market. Like, go to a sports store in L.A., all right? Go to, like, when you're in LAX, okay? You know when you're in an airport of the city? Those have, like, the local teams and stuff. Has anybody, and we have a lot of people listening in L.A. right now, what's up? Has anybody ever seen an effing Chargers hat, shirt, mug, magnet, or anything at LAX? Do you see Charger jerseys in local sports stores? No. Hell, I was just in one. I was just in a bunch of sports stores in Hollywood and L.A. and stuff, you know, just like a week and a half ago. All right? It's all Dodgers and Lakers, man. All right? Like, just point blank. All right? Dodgers, Lakers. There ain't nothing about, like, you wouldn't even know the Chargers exist. You wouldn't know the Chargers play there. So, you know, the Rams are popular, but, you know, even that, the Raiders are just as big, even though they're not there. But, you know what I'm saying? So, the Chargers isn't some dream job, I don't think. So where I'm going with this is the Atlanta Falcons. The Atlanta Falcons announced on Tuesday that they completed an interview with Jim Harbaugh a day after sitting down with Bill Belichick. They're big game. They're going after big games, big game hunting here. Arthur Blank, he ain't playing around. And I don't think they should play around. Like, about Jerry Jones, I'm Arthur Blank. I'm not getting any younger. I've already done everything. I'm rich. I want to win. Just pay the guy, right? So where I'm going with this is, what job would you want? If you were Harbaugh, would you rather coach the Los Angeles Chargers or the Atlanta Falcons? And I'll tell you what, the Atlanta Falcons are everything the Chargers are not. You got a young guy in his second year in Bijan Robinson, man. Guy, he didn't even get much mileage this year. Like, they didn't use him properly, right? You've got Pitts. You've got Drake London. You've got a bunch of really good young players on defense. Your offensive line doesn't suck. You know, listen, they've got some holes, but the Atlanta Falcons are a football team. That you look at their young roster, like if you're Harbaugh, it's like, all right, I got a superstar young running back. I got a bunch of stud wide receivers. All I'm missing is a quarterback. And, oh, yeah, we have the eighth pick in the draft. I could take J.J. McCarthy, and it would just be perfect fit. Boom, there's the eighth pick. And or whatnot, you know what I mean? A trade, is it somebody else, what? Me personally... I think the Atlanta Falcon job is a better one than the Chargers. Not to mention the division that you play in, right? It's like Tom Brady. Tom Brady's not stupid, right? Tom Brady left the Patriots. He went to a division where Drew Brees was old and retiring and everybody else sucked in. So, like, if you're Harbaugh, all right, you take the Charger job. Okay, I got to deal with the Broncos who have a ton of money and they're going to build up. Over the next couple of years, Mahomes is still around for the next while. It's a battle. And, oh, yeah, and by the way, I'm in the AFC. I got to play my brother and his good team, the Ravens. I got to play the Bills, the Bengals. The AFC is, like, way, way, way tougher than the NFC is, right? The NFC is a joke. There's the San Francisco 49ers and everybody else in that conference, right? So if you're Harbaugh, you go to Atlanta, who are you competing with? The Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who just won a division, and they're a mediocre football team. The Saints suck. The Carolina Panthers are a joke. Like, if you're Harbaugh, like, you could literally win a division in the first year, right away. Boom, I'm in the playoffs. Just like that. You go to the Chargers, you're not making the playoffs. Just because you're Harbaugh. There's no magic wand he has. He needs players to win. He doesn't have a magic wand. The Falcons have players. Like, to me... So, and listen, I don't know. We'll see about the Raiders, right? It seems like it's a natural fit. Harbaugh's wife is from Vegas. Tom Brady's a minority owner. Harbaugh actually got his coaching start in the NFL many, many years ago with the Raiders. Al Davis loved Harbaugh and even told him, you're going to be a great head coach one day and all that type of stuff. He's got a connection to the Raiders, all right? There's no doubt about it that there's some synergy there. But... it's a kind of a train wreck of a roster, you know, same divisional issue, same AFC type of stuff. How much money does Davis really have after the fact? I know Blank's got money. Atlanta's a football mad market. Georgia is a football rabid place. Like I said, and to me, it's like the roster and the winnability of the division. Like, seriously, you go to Atlanta, you could win a division, you could whatever. Boom, next thing you know, you're in the NFC Conference Championship game in your first year. Right? And they have the players to do it. Anybody that watched Atlanta Falcon football this year knows they have a lot of talent. Their quarterback play was terrible. And not to throw Desmond Ridder under the bus, but the kid was in over his head, and you
L-E-T-E-N-B-C. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Okay. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
You know, he turned the ball over all the time. Arthur Smith was a terrible head coach. Let's call it out for what it is. I don't want to, it's not mean-spirited and personal, but his play calling sucked. His philosophy sucked, right? He held back. It's like you had a secretariat and you slowed him down, bro. You had a bunch of studs on that team. Let him run. Let him play. Harbaugh can figure that out. This is Sports Rage.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The Twisted Tuesday continues. This is Sports Rage. I am Gable Morency, Sirius XM Channel 159 on the Sports Grid Radio and Television Network. Shout out to all of our television affiliates. Let's get busy. Rick Saratella steps up and in, founder of the NFL Draft Bible, allaccessfootball.com, advanced scout for the Edmonton Elks, and more. Rick, it's always a pleasure, man. Thanks a lot for taking the time to be with us.
Hey, thanks for having me. Buckle up.
So listen, there's a lot of stuff to unpack. You and I have spent a lot of time over the years talking about the Philadelphia Eagles, and this thing got grounded quickly from 9-1 to a complete disaster. You know, just an absolutely pathetic effort on Monday night against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. There's no shame in losing in life, right? It's like Vince Lombardi said. There's no shame in getting knocked down. The only shame is if you stay down. The Philadelphia Eagles got knocked down, bro, and they stayed down. Like, they didn't block. They didn't tackle. They looked like a football team. Didn't care, Rick.
You know, what a fall from grace, right? This was a team that was in the Super Bowl just a year ago at this time. Nick Sirianni, the tears coming down his face. And they were 10-1 at one point this season, right? They were riding. They were thriving. They were gliding. It looked all good. They looked like the team to beat during the first half of the season. And then, you know, injuries took a toll. I thought it was very telling. I'll tell you what, when A.J. Brown had already cleared out his locker and deleted everything Philadelphia, because he was out this game. It's like, bro, you know, we still have the playoffs. If you win in advance, you know, you might have a game to play.
So it's almost like he should people – listen, I bet on Tampa, fortunately, but A.J. Brown was kind of letting us know, yeah, we ain't winning this game, bro. It's over.
I think he saw the writing on the wall. I think he is kind of what the attitude inside the locker room is, which what you're hearing is Sirianni's – a disaster. He has no grip on the team. He has no grip on the staff. You see now Jason Kelce has announced his retirement. I think you might see Lane Johnson follow suit. Brandon Graham, sayonara, Fletcher Cox, you're done. I mean, there's going to be, I think Sirianni survives this thing, but I think that he is the ultimate CEO head coach. His two top lieutenants, we talked about the coaching continuity, took off. You saw the job that Steichen did and Gannon did, and he's missing those guys, and he did not do a great job replacing them. And, oh, by the way, Vic Fangio was on line one. He was no longer available, so I think he was missing all those elements, and he didn't get the job done. And I'll tell you what, the criticism is deserved. You saw the defeated look in the press box, Jeffrey Lurie and Howie Roseman and on down.
Rick Saratella kicking it with us. And as you stated to me, that's one of the biggest things. And football players, they're not dumb in the room. They know what's going on with the coaching staff and the Matt Patricia stuff. So, you know, you throw the defensive coordinator under the bus. You brought it up a couple of weeks ago to me when you said Brian Johnson's not the offensive coordinator. Right. He's standing there. He's getting blamed for everything. How much power does he really have? Not to mention, he shouldn't have been hired in the first place. He's from Houston he knew the Hurts family. Jalen Hurts shouldn't have that type of power. That, and he's not good enough just to hire a buddy, someone coming from Utah, from an offense. And I like Brian Johnson. I followed his career because I saw him in high school in Texas. I actually did one of his games, crazily enough, of all people, in Katy, Texas. So I followed his entire career, and it's amazing what he's accomplished. But it was too big of a jump, bro, to go from you can't go from the Utah Utes OC to an NFL OC. It doesn't work that way. I thought it was too much of a jump. What about Jalen Hurts, Rick? There, listen, he got paid a lot of money, right? Like a five-star elite quarterback. I don't think that he's a lost cause moving forward, but they better get some people in there that can help him. Because by himself, he can't do this. Like Shane Steichen helped him succeed. It's pretty clear that Brian Johnson and Nick Sirianni cannot help Jalen Hurts succeed.
I believe the problem is that the offense is not structured around any kind of pocket decision making. It's almost like they've designed an offense to be broken down. If not, you know, the tush push, yeah. Here we come. Let's roll.
You roll out and throw deep, eh? You just roll it out.
You know, throw
There's
it
no
up.
Identity to their offense. And Jalen didn't run, dude, one rush attempt. Rick, one rush attempt for Jalen Hurts in a playoff game, bro. That's pathetic.
Well, I think it's telling how much that ankle is hurting him. I think it's telling, you know, it's all fine and dandy when you're winning, right? But when you're losing and the second half and down the stretch, you saw the kinks in the armor. You saw Dallas Goedert go after him. You've seen A.J. Brown go after him on the sidelines, Jalen Hurts, that is. And you've seen the frustration continue to mount here. And I think some heads have to roll. Somebody has to pay the price here. It's not going to be the same staff. And I'll tell you, this roster is really going to be turned over big time. To your point, I'm not sure A.J. Brown is back. Devonta Smith was hurt down the stretch. They still haven't been able to find a slot wide receiver. So, yes, they sorely lack the playmakers that, you know, you see some of these other teams, Tampa Bay, Green Bay, the faceless no-name identity playmakers that they've drafted. Philadelphia has none.
So, Rick, on the other side of the field last night was Baker Mayfield. I don't know what it is about Baker Mayfield. People love to kick him when he was down, but they really don't want to ever give him any accolades when he succeeds. And he succeeded a lot in his career. It's not easy to win a Heisman Trophy. The guy led the Cleveland Browns to the playoffs and won a freaking game. Lost 22-17 to the Chiefs the following week. Like, gave Mahomes all he could handle. Just led the Bucs to the playoffs. Just beats the Eagles. And you're, well, you know, a lot of the division sucked. The Eagles, every, you know, just say, you know what? I was wrong. The guy's had a hell of a year, and he's been through a hell of a lot. Good for him. And I can't help but think, Rick, as somebody that grew up, like watching football in the 70s even, of the Lions and the Bucs playing each other. Because they were just like complete disasters. Right? Like I remember when the Bucs were like the worst team in the league and like, you know, like bad, like 0-14 and all that type of stuff. And it's just funny. Here you have two franchises playing each other. It's unbelievable. Who would have thought between the Detroit Lions and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, one of them's going to the NFC Conference Championship game?
Two franchises with stopgap quarterbacks, right? You know, we'll take Goff as a throw-in. We'll see. You know, he could be the bridge. We'll find a guy. Baker Mayfield, you know, let's sign him for a season. You know, here we are. I heard they might be
$4 million only, bro. $4 million they got him for.
And how about Baker Mayfield? I think you deserve a lot of credit all the way around, from Baker Mayfield eating some humble pie, for Jason, like the GM, having kind of that leeway, winning that Super Bowl, and having that freedom to roll the dice with a Baker Mayfield. And now here he was with the head coach nobody wanted, a quarterback nobody wanted, one game away. They're rolling, baby. They're rolling. And, you know,
Two games away from the Super Bowl.
and I'll tell you, whether you like it or not, Tampa Bay, that is your head coach and quarterback going into next season. But I credit to Jared Goff and Baker Mayfield. You could state a case if he wins this bowl game as a franchise quarterback.
So the money, the number opened up at 5, and the money just keeps coming in on the Detroit Lions in this football game. So mm-hmm. the Lions are right now laying 6.5 points, Rick. Who do you like in that game? Tampa at Detroit, Sunday, 3 o'clock Eastern.
You know, I actually do think these are two of the worst teams still remaining in the dance, but I have a lot of confidence in Detroit in this matchup. I actually, outside of Baltimore, I would say in the NFC, I have more confidence in the Detroit Lions than any team coming up this weekend. And I do, and I will say this, I do believe the Green Bay San Francisco game is the true NFC championship.
So what do you think about, so you think the winner of the Packers and the Niners would beat the Lions after? If the Lions win. Now listen, the Green Bay Packers, talking about great stories, Jordan Love, just unbelievable performance, his leadership, his humbleness, just he's a perfect fit. And I think it was pretty telling when LaFleur was asked, what's the difference about this team and past teams, i.e. Aaron Rodgers' teams? And all you need to know is he goes, this year I've never had so much fun driving into the facility and coming to work and working with the players. He goes, we're just all on the same page. He goes, I'm not taking notes. We're all on the same page. Bunch of young guys that just sort of, we're in this together and forget about the outside noise. Great performance there. And I think they can play with San Francisco because Green Bay's playing with house money, and I respect Matt LaFleur to have a game plan ready here. San Francisco are great, but I'm always hesitant when these teams haven't played in real football in a couple of weeks. Rick, what's your thoughts on this football game?
Well, I think this is going to be a very close matchup. In fact, Green Bay at 10-1 in the NFC is looking great because if they win this game, I think they could very well march right into the Super Bowl. They have a physical ground attack. They have these, as you mentioned, they're playing with house money, these Bo Meltons of the world, the Romeo Dubes, the Christian Watsons, the Musgraves, the guys that the Packers found, right? They thought,
Jaden Reed.
They got rid of Devontae Adams, and all they did was draft playmaker after.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Their playmaker, they found Bo Melton on the free agent pile, and I'll tell you what, they won the Aaron Rodgers trade as far as I'm concerned.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The Twisted Tuesday continues. This is Sports Rage. I am Renzi. Let's do this thing. We're kicking it with Rick Saratella right now. There's a lot of stuff to unpack. We're talking about the NFL playoffs, but I want to get into the NFL draft coming up. But speaking of the draft, C.J. Stroud obviously was part of it last year. Could not have had a better rookie season and just, dialed it up a notch. I mean, just ice in his veins. So calm and so... You know what I mean? He's just, I guess that's the word I'm looking for. He's just so calm all the time. And I think it's his personality off the field as well. He's a pretty soft-spoken, calm. He's not like a rah-rah type of quarterback. I saw a fascinating interview with him, Rick, actually, before the game. And it was interesting, like, how honest he was when he said, you know what I mean? Like, earlier this year, there'd be times when I was wondering if I should be here. Right? Am I good enough? Like, should I still be in college? Can I lead these guys? He goes, I walked into the room, and he was like, damn, man, there are a bunch of men in here. And, like, I'm kind of a kid. Like, you know what I mean? And he goes, I got dreadlocks. And, like, he was talking honestly about how people, like, always just sort of looked at him differently and not looked at him as a leader and all this. And everybody on the Texans said he's just so genuine. Like, he's not a fake person, and he doesn't try to be something that he's not. And they just gravitate towards him. And, oh, yeah, by the way, they see him make plays on the field, Rick. Last thing, Rick, they said, we don't call anything like he's a rookie. Like, we call an offense like it's a veteran call. Like, there's no training wheels on the offense, Rick. Like, you know what I mean? And they don't have a ton of stars either on offense to throw to either.
Well, again, you know, they found guys like Nico Collins, I think, in the third or fourth round. Guys, you know, like Tank Dell, who's now injured, but it was another third or fourth round pick. So they've worked, you know, the free agency well. They've worked the draft. But how about Will Anderson? He's not too bad either. But to your point about Stroud, that's why I liked the Texans, to your point, the great pocket poise, but also the decision-making. We saw the difference between him and Joe Flacco. Joe Flacco throws interceptions. Joe Flacco takes too many risks. C.J. Stroud, not so much. Very smart decision-maker, does not turn the ball over. I think Baltimore will control this game because they are happy to be there. You see DeMeco Ryan smiling. You see C.J. Stroud kind of happy to be there a little bit, where Lamar Jackson has a huge chip on his shoulder. I think there's a lot of motivation there. The Ravens are on a mission. I think the Texans might backdoor it, but I think the Ravens take control of this thing, lead it the whole way. Maybe the Texans make it close at the end. But I do like the Ravens to take this matchup.
You know, we always remember what we saw last. We see these teams play well. And I said I'm cautious about these teams that have been off for a couple of weeks and or they haven't played meaningful games in a couple of months because they were so dominant and they clinched things so early. But history tells us that the teams, like, it's cute to win in a wild card weekend. You know, let's just be real. It's going to be a hell of a lot more challenging to go into Baltimore than it was to beat Joe Flacco and the Browns last week in Houston on a perfect track. I get the feeling that Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson are on a collision course, right? So, which leads me to the Bills and the Chiefs. Again, the rematch. Man, I mean, they played so often, it's crazy. So that's like their sixth time in the last 3 years type deal with the playoffs in the regular season. But this time it's in Buffalo. Patrick Mahomes has never played a road playoff game before. Buffalo were beat up, Rick. They got good news. Rasul Douglas will play. They're going to need him in that secondary against the Chiefs. Bills are 2.5-point favorites. Who do you like in that game?
Man, this is such a tough matchup because, you know, to your point, the Bills have been kind of backs against the wall. They haven't had any weeks off. There was no kind of, hey, take the foot off the gas. It's been all pedal to the metal, all gas, no brakes. And I think now they're rolling at the right time. They do have that home field advantage. You saw they are able to make those big plays. Shakir, we talked about him at the beginning of the season coming through. I'll bite my tongue on the tight end. Kincaid is a great weapon. Him and Knox, you talk about that tandem. And so Buffalo, I like them on paper, but it's like, you know what? The Chiefs, they are the champs until they ain't. They do have this kind of...
That's what I told you like 2 months ago, and you were like, oh, they suck. And now I like how you reverse. I told you. I said, the Chiefs aren't great, well, Rick, but I don't want to have to play them in a 60-minute game in the playoffs. But you know, now it's on the road. Know, and the Dolphins what I feel suck. Like,
this is what I feel like about the Chiefs, okay? I'll give you this analogy. Michael Jordan, right, back in the heyday, like, if you sneezed on MJ, it was a foul, right? Like, MJ could travel, like, he could carry the ball from midcourt to the basket, and he wouldn't get called for traveling. And I just feel like I've seen the Chiefs get blessed so many times in the playoffs and big games. So it's almost like the Bills have to really play their A++ game because I feel like they even have to overcome the referees. And I hate to say that, but based on what I've seen, it's like that's the X factor with the Chiefs. When you play them, they're the champs. It's the playoffs. But I do like the Bills. Circle the wagons. I almost pulled out my Bills hoodie for you, but I'll save that for next week because we'll be talking about the Bills again. Buffalo
Bills, state of New York's football team, the only football team. In the state of New York. All right, listen, there's a lot of stuff I want to get to still here. My guy, J.J. McCarthy. I swear, man, this guy is going to be so polarizing going into the draft, and I almost feel like people are criticizing my child or something like that, Rick. You know what I mean? When I read, oh, he's terrible, I read these things, I'm just like, but it's fascinating to me. And I was, you know, I've been reading a lot about him and NFL this, draft that, and stuff. And so polarizing. Like the Bleacher Report, a good example. There was an article the other day about J.J. McCarthy, and it was in the Michigan, like Detroit Free Press and whatnot. And they sort of took little clips of all different draft, you know what I mean, talk about. And they said, what do people think about J.J. McCarthy? And there were more than a few that compared him to Zach Wilson, which I thought was like very, like, off and not a good even physical comparison, and others were comparing him to Andrew Luck, right? I mean, I saw one, people were like, oh, he's going to be a bust. Others are like, he's the man. It's going to be interesting to see how it plays out. But one thing is, as well as you know, people that write for the Bleacher Report aren't general managers, so they're not the ones that are going to be making the decisions in the end. But he is a polarizing quarterback with the public. I think he's less polarizing with coaches and GMs, and you know this stuff better than I do, but I heard basically he liked what he heard in the advisory book, in which they're very honest about his projection, and that's why he came out, because he liked what he saw from this. I think he's going 11th or 12th, Rick. What do you think?
Oh, I do believe he's a top 10 to 15 overall talent, and I'd love to know the detractors. I mean, what is it they see that they don't like in the game, you know? I'd love to know. I'm curious.
I read something about he doesn't process defenses with his reads. I'm like, how do you, like, and, you know, I was like, how do you know this? What are you talking about? He does lock in. He's very directional. I get it. I thought, what do you think about this? Brady Quinn said this the other day about J.J. McCarthy. He said J.J. McCarthy was actually in a tougher spot than all these other quarterbacks because he didn't throw much. So when he had to throw, it's tough. He goes, it's easier when you're dropping back, when you're a quarterback, and you're just throwing 45, 50 times a game, right? Every throw J.J. made, there was like a championship on the line, Rick. It's like, all right, 3rd and 7, you got to get it right in here, bro, right? Like, I think if J.J.'s in a free-flowing offense, I don't see any problems with him reading defense. That was the criticism, his lack of progressions and a lack of arc on the football.
Well, I mean, I think J.J. can make all the throws. He works the short to intermediate part of the field, which is what the NFL offenses are really predicated around. So as far as I'm concerned, yeah, right. So, like, what you need to do to be successful, he's not doing these roll it to the left, off the back foot, 70 yards downfield like Zach Wilson. No, he's doing it on a weekly basis against Big Ten defenses, which, you know, Penn State is a big boy defense. Ohio State is big-time defense. You know, Matt Rhule always plays a hard-nosed defense. Same with P.J. Fleck and Greg Schiano. I mean, the Big Ten has got some pretty tough defenses last time I checked. So I think he just had an undefeated season. He makes all the throws.
Completed 72% of his passes, bro. You want accurate? He completed 72% of his passes, 22 touchdowns, 4 interceptions. 15-0.
And he has what you call sneaky fast, right? Like, he moves the chains when he needs to. He really doesn't do it a lot, but when he needs to, he can, and he could throw on the run. I mean, I like J.J. McCarthy a lot. In fact, I actually like him probably more than Michael Penix and Bo Nix right now. And we talked about Cam Ward. We talked about him taking a East-West Shrine Bowl invitation, and he got some NIL money to come back. I don't remember offhand if it was Florida State or somebody gave him some big-time NIL money. So the draft process will be interesting. I still think, you know, Caleb Williams it will be the first pick. I think Jaden Daniels is in the mix. Drake May will be up there. And then I do believe it's J.J. McCarthy. And now you could have, like, I think 6 quarterbacks, including Bo Nix and Michael Penix, in the first round conversation. And I think McCarthy is in the top half.
I agree with you. I agree. And all it takes is one, right? It's all subjective. There's going to be a GM that likes Bo Nix. There's going to be someone that likes, you know, Penix, the speed of Penix's football and the velocity and things, you know, they can throw with him. It's going to be fascinating to see how this all plays out. This has been like the wildest offseason ever. And it's not even really started yet. It's just sort of starting. You have all these legendary NFL coaches and Harbaugh's interviewing and all kinds of crazy stuff. But let's talk about a guy that you know well and Jed Fish. Your high school, not classmate, but alumnus, went to the same high school as Jed Fish. So you've seen his coaching ascension, and he's put the work in, right? He's been assistants, quarterback coaches, and like he's been around big time programs, did an awesome job with Arizona, and now he gets a big time gig in the Big Ten with the Washington Huskies in their first year going into the Big Ten.
Yeah, big time move, and you could state a case that Arizona was actually in a better position heading into next year. Like, I really thought Arizona was a top 10 program ready to ascend into the top five. So it'll be interesting to see how this impacts that transfer portal. But, you know, hey, money talks, and, you know, he's a grinder, right? Still a relatively young guy. Great mind, you know, I don't know him personally, but hey, shout out to Hanover Park High School, East Hanover, New Jersey. He is a Hornet. And, you know, I do root for that man.
That's what you guys are. You're the Hornets, huh?
You're the Hornets. City, man, baby. For that, baby. Singing. We're like Muhammad Ali floating around, baby, singing like a bee.
Yeah, Livingston, New Jersey, he's from 47 years old. As I said, if you look at his resume, guys, like he's been everywhere. Michigan, UCLA, Los Angeles Rams, New England Patriots. So he's coached like with Harbaugh, McVay, and Belichick in the last like 7-8 years. Now. If you're just wondering who this Jed Fish guy is, he's put the work in.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
This is Sports Rage. I'm Renzi. Shout out to our boy, Rick Saratella. There's been so much talk about the cold weather at these football games and the weather. For the record, Kansas City and Buffalo this week, it won't be that bad, actually, by Buffalo standards. It's going to be like 25 degrees or something, you know, 15, 20-mile-an-hour winds. So it's generally just playoff football weather. But it was the fourth coldest playoff game in NFL history on Saturday between the Chiefs and the Dolphins. And it was bad enough that Fox 4 in Kansas City reports that there were 70 calls. There were 70 emergencies in the stadium during the football game. That's a lot. Like, no, normally there's a couple of fights. Somebody will fall down the stairs. Like, there's a couple of incidences at every game. But 70. They had to respond to 70 different instances. It was serious enough that 15 people needed to be taken to the hospital with hypothermia. And 3 people had to be taken to the hospital with extreme frostbite. Now, I don't know if, like, you know what I mean, like some of these jackasses that aren't wearing a shirt or a jacket or anything like that, and they want, you know, oh, it's funny and stuff. No, it isn't. Like, you know, like when it's that cold, bro, it isn't. You're going to end up, like, you can, like, do severe damage to your nerves. There's all kinds of weird things that can happen when you get into that type of temperature. And the thing is, too, people are drinking, so it seems like a good idea. Right, oh, you know, drink a couple of, you know, this, you know, something strong and warm type of deal. Everyone's smuggling in or they're buying drinks or whatnot. And you're outside and you don't realize because you're all drunk and, you know what I mean, you don't realize, like, your blood temperature is not at a good spot. But this is, you know, it's pretty dangerous. At some point, too, and you know, I'm pretty hardcore. I've been in like really cold weather games over the years and stuff, and I don't mind like a snowstorm game, right? But when you're talking minus 30 and stuff like that, is it really worth it? You know what I'm saying? Are you willing to get hypothermia and go to the hospital for your football team? I'm willing to bet a lot of money on my team. I'm not getting hypothermia for them. Other than that, you're on your own. Later.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
L-E-T-E-N-E-T. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.